You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in an enchanted forest. And there is a stunning unicorn with a big responsibility. She needs to find things from the enchanted forest to make the 100-year celebration of Unicornlantis, the secret city where all unicorns come from, even more magical. Can she do it? Today's story is all about wonder, magic, and love. It's called The Journey to Unicornlantis. In the heart of the enchanted forest, under a sky painted with the hues of stunning colors you may not even have heard of before, like magical link-a-dink pink and deep darky donk red, there lived the most majestic creature in the universe, a unicorn named Rosie. Rosie was truly extraordinary, even amongst unicorns. She was known far and wide for her vibrant mane that shimmered with all the colors of the rainbow, and her heart was as pure and as joyful as the clear spring waters where she lived in the enchanted forest. Today, however, a peculiar blend of excitement and nervousness fluttered in her heart, for Rosie had embarked on a most important quest. The occasion? Well, it was the 100th anniversary of the founding of Unicornlantis, a hidden city just for unicorns, and more importantly, the home of her twin sister, Laylee. Laylee, who had the gentlest of spirits and the kindest of eyes, had sent Rosie a message carried by the west wind, inviting her to the centennial celebration. Laylee, who had the gentlest of spirits and the kindest of eyes, had sent Rosie a message carried by the west wind, inviting her to the centennial celebration. But Rosie wished to do more than merely attend. She wanted to make this milestone unforgettable for her sister and all of Unicornlantis. So Rosie's quest was to gather the most magical party supplies ever seen from around the Enchanted Forest to take with her to Unicorn Lantis. Her first stop in the forest was the Whispering Willows, where the glowworm grotto was nestled. Here, she sought the soft, glowing lights that could brighten the deepest of nights without disturbing the peaceful slumber of the forest creatures. "Good evening, Rosie." Glenda, a chunky glowworm with a lovely soft night hat and sleepy green eyes, said as she approached. Glenda was the oldest glowworm, and so she'd become the guardian of the grotto, making sure that her fellow glowworms were kept safe at all costs. "What brings you to the glowworm grotto under the cloak of twilight?" she asked Rosie. "I come in the spirit of friendship," Rosie told Glenda. "I am here to seek your brightest lights for a celebration dear to my heart. It's the 100-year celebration of Unicorn Lantis, the secret city where all unicorns are born for the past 100 years, and where my sister still lives to this very day." Well, Glenda the Glowworm quite liked the idea of the glowworms being represented at such a noble celebration, and so without hesitation she bestowed upon Rosie a collection of ethereal lights from Glowworm Grotto, promising that they would shine and shimmer until the last dance was danced, and the final note of the celebration song had faded well into the night. Thanking Glenda, Rosie continued her journey, her heart a little lighter and her satchel a lot brighter. Her next destination in the Enchanted Forest was the Meadow of Mirth, which was home to the most delightful flowers that danced and sang at the slightest touch. Rosie knew these flowers would bring joy and laughter to the celebration, making the meadows of Unicorn Lantis come alive with merriment and song. When Rosie arrived at the Meadow of Mirth, the flowers sensed her approach. As she passed through the flowers, touching them ever so lightly with her lithe unicorn body, the flowers began their soft symphony, their petals swaying gently to the rhythm of the night breeze. "Dear flowers of the Meadow of Mirth," Rosie called out, her voice carrying over the harmonious field, "will some of you join me in making the centennial celebration of Unicorn Lantis a night of joy and enchantment?" Moved by Rosie the Unicorn's request, the flowers agreed that some of them should attend the Unicorn Lantis celebration with her, their melodies growing more joyful at the thought of being part of such a historic event. A bouquet of the special flowers danced their way into Rosie's satchel, which was now full of song and light. With her mission in the Meadow of Mirth accomplished, Rosie looked upwards, where the moon, now high in the sky, cast silver beams through the dense canopy, guiding Rosie's path. Rosie's journey through the Enchanted Forest led her next to find the Whispering Wolves, creatures known not for their ferocity, but for their wisdom and guidance. Rosie hoped to seek their counsel, for they knew every path, every trail that crisscrossed the magical realms, and she needed directions.
"Who treads upon the sacred ground of our forest?" a voice echoed, as gentle as the rustling leaves.
Before Rosie the Unicorn stood a majestic wolf, his coat a blend of night and shadows, eyes glowing softly in the moonlight. "I am Rosie, on a quest to bring joy to the centennial celebration of Unicorn Lantis. I seek the swiftest path to the Azure Lake to complete my tasks," Rosie replied, her voice steady yet filled with respect.
"Ah," the Whispering Wolf nodded, "the path you seek is veiled not by shadows, but by time. To reach the Azure Lake by dawn, you must follow the trail where the moonlight touches the earth. But beware, for the path is guarded by the Sphinx of Dawn, who will only let you pass if you answer her riddle."
Thanking the Whispering Wolf, Rosie continued on her way, her spirits buoyed by the guidance she had received. The enchanted forest around her seemed to hum with an ancient melody, one that spoke of endless journeys and timeless quests. As the first hints of dawn painted the sky with strokes of pink and gold, Rosie at last reached the clearing where the Sphinx of Dawn awaited her, just as the Whispering Wolf had said she would. The Sphinx, a creature of majestic beauty, gazed at Rosie with eyes that held the mysteries of the ages. To pass, you must answer my riddle, the Sphinx intoned. What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it? Rosie pondered the question and then carefully said, The answer is silence. Correct. The Sphinx smiled, stepping aside to reveal the path to the Azure Lake. With the first rays of the sun gilding the sky, Rosie arrived at the Azure Lake, where the waters mirrored the dawn's early light. Here she sought the mirrorfish, creatures whose scales held the power to reflect the deepest desires of the heart. Mirrorfish of the Azure Lake, I seek your aid in making the celebration of Unicorn Landis a night of unmatched beauty and reflection, Rosie called out, her voice carrying over the tranquil waters. As if answering her call, the waters began to shimmer, and the mirrorfish appeared, their scales sparkling like gems. We will share our sparkle with Unicorn Lantis for this celebration, for your heart is true and your quest noble, they sang in unison. So Rosie filled a large jar with water from Azure Lake so some of the mirrorfish could travel comfortably with her. With her satchel now aglow with the light of the glowworms, the song of the flowers, and the shimmering reflection of the mirrorfish, Rosie headed onward to her final destination, Unicorn Landis. The hidden city revealed itself as she approached, for it could sense a unicorn, one of its own, drawing near. As Rosie entered Unicorn Landis, its beauty took her breath away, just as it always did whenever she came home to visit. The centennial celebration was about to begin in this most magical of cities, and Rosie could already hear the distant melody of ninnying unicorns and laughter carried by the wind. It was time for Rosie to share her treasures with Unicorn Lantis. She opened her satchel. The glowworms from the Glowworm Grotto illuminated all the fields and stables and other unicorns with their ethereal light. The flowers from the Meadow of Mirth danced and sang, weaving their way between the delighted unicorns. And every unicorn who peered into the jar of mirrorfish saw all of their best qualities reflected, reminding them that it was the magical residents of Unicorn Lantis which had made the secret city so special for 100 years and counting. Laylee, upon seeing her sister Rosie the Unicorn, galloped over to her with tears of joy in her eyes. Rosie, you've made it, and you've brought such wonders, she exclaimed. Together they joined the festivities, their hearts light and full of love. Looking around Unicorn Landis, Rosie knew that no shadow could ever dim the light of a heart filled with love, and she felt so proud that her journey had helped make Unicorn Landis' special day even more magical. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.